1-800-273-2323 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And with all this drizzly, cloudy, wet weather we've had, a lot of insects have really taken off this year, been a greater problem that we've had in the past. And those of you listening to the show, it's just been one insect problem after another. And I know there's quite a few of you that, you know, want to try and use safer products to eliminate the possibility of poisons and things like that, you know, if you don't follow the recommendations. But there are ways that you can control a lot of insects now without using any sprays at all. Totally natural. And the name of the company is called Orcon, O-R-C-O-N. They're out of Los Angeles in California. And what this company does is they manufacture and produce parasitic insects. And when we say parasitic insects, we think of ladybugs and praying mantis. But there is a lot more available today than we've had in the past. Joining us is Steve Hazard from the Orcon Corporation. And Steve is going to tell us about some of the methods that you can use to keep your garden totally organic, totally safe, without the use of anything other than predators. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I really appreciate you getting up. I know where you are. It's still very, very early. Is it 4 o'clock in the morning? You're on vacation, and you're joining us from a phone booth so that we can educate our listeners about some of these parasitic insects and the various things that are out there to make the garden a lot safer.
Yes, that's correct. I'm happy to be with you. And yeah, right now I'm in Sequoia National Forest, and some hasn't quite come up yet, but we are fortunate to have very good weather out here lately, not as wet as I know you're having back there.
Oh, it's just been unbelievable here. The whole Northeast has just been nothing but rain, rain, and more rain. We have coming up shortly a problem on our tomatoes with the big green tomato hornworms. Is there something that your company produces that will take care of these caterpillars?
Yeah, we actually do have kind of an amazing insect. It's kind of a mouthful of a word. It's called Trichogramma, and it's actually a tiny little parasite. It's so small, in fact, it's about the size of a comma at the end of a sentence. So it's really small, but it has a little stinger on it, and it doesn't sting anything, but what it does, it uses its stinger to lay eggs inside of the eggs of the tomato hornworms. And its eggs then hatch first and feed on the egg of the tomato hornworm, which kills it before it can even hatch. So this works quite well. This has been used in agriculture for a long time, and fact, the trichogramma works so well on many caterpillars that it's the most widely used beneficial insect around the world by agricultural interests all over the world. So people are always amazed that something this tiny can do such a good job on something as big and ugly as a tomato hornworm. But it really does work quite well.
And you said it works on other caterpillars. Could this beneficial insect, could you use it on like cabbages and cauliflower where you have that worm, the cabbage worm?
Yes, it also works on cabbage loopers. That's right. Works the same way. And the way you use it is, what we do is we glue a lot of caterpillar eggs onto cards, and then we expose them to the trichogramma, and the trichogramma lay their eggs inside of the eggs on these cards, and then we send these through the mail to the users. And you just hang these little cards in your garden near where the worms are, and in a day or two they will hatch out, and they just have an uncanny way of finding caterpillar eggs, and they will fly around and search for these eggs and lay their eggs inside of them.
Wow.
Yeah,
so there are a lot of natural ways that we can work with Mother Nature.
Yeah, that's our thrust is to, one of our mottos is to work with Mother Nature and not against her. And so we try to provide means of kind of augmenting her when she needs a little help, when things kind of shift out of balance.
Now, one big problem that we have in the Northeast are Japanese beetles. And there are so many different kinds of beetles that a lot of people will be cultivating in their garden. They'll pull up grubs, and there are ways that we can destroy them, but Mother Nature has a way that you can destroy the Japanese beetle in the ground, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Probably one of the most effective products we have are called beneficial nematodes, and they are actually a microscopic insect. They're a tiny little worm, and they come kind of dried onto a material. It's kind of like vermiculite, and so you mix this with water, and that activates these little tiny worms, and you spray them into the soil, and these little worms will crawl down into the soil, and they actually will crawl inside the body of a grub, let's say a Japanese beetle grub, and they infect it with a little of the bacteria they carry, and it's actually the bacteria that kills the grub. And then what they do is they will lay their eggs inside the dead grub. Their eggs will hatch, and the offspring will feed on the dead grub, and then they emerge and continue the process, so that the nematodes will actually reproduce and continue working. And they really do a very good job. And I might add, now is a good time to be doing it, because this is right about now is when the adults are hatching, coming out of the ground and flying around, and feeding, and then laying their eggs in the ground. And the eggs pretty quickly hatch into larvae, and the larvae start feeding on roots. And so now is a real good time to put down the nematodes, because they will immediately go to work on these very young larvae that are just hatching out of the eggs.
So instead of using a chemical way of controlling the grubs, you can use beneficial nematodes, and you just spray it on your lawn or in your gardens.
Yeah, that's right. You want to be sure and do it in the evening, because the nematodes are susceptible to sunlight. The sunlight will actually kill them. So you want to do it kind of in the evening or in the shade or something like that. But then you just water them into the soil. And then because there are worms, and they travel by wiggling, almost like a fish, it's really helpful to keep the area watered so that the ground is moist for, say, a couple of weeks after you apply them. And I guess with all the rain you're having, that's going to be no trouble for anybody in your area. But that way they can travel farther looking for a host and finding those grubs. So it's good to keep the soil moist for a couple of weeks after you apply them.
Now, speaking of worms, you sell earthworms that people can buy from you, and then you would put them in your vegetable, in your perennial beds, and they'll help to make the soil better, right?
They absolutely do. Worms are just one of the best things for your garden. First of all, just the burrowing is good for your garden because they create little tunnels in the soil, and they actually excrete a kind of a fluid on their body as they crawl, which creates walls of the tunnels that they create, so that after they pass through the soil, they leave behind these tunnels, and that just is a perfect path for oxygen to get down to the roots of plants. So they're really helpful in aerating the soil. And what's amazing about earthworms is they never sleep. They do this burrowing 24 hours a day. They're working away, so they are very helpful in that respect. And then they also help because they eat organic material, and they take long organic molecules and break them down into shorter ones that are more digestible to the plants. Their poop is we often refer to as castings. And so as they eat organic material and cast it back, that material is very helpful to plants. They can absorb the nutrients from that very easily.
Now, besides the worms, you sell worm castings. What is a worm casting? I've read about it, but could you explain to our listeners what a worm casting is and what it does?
Yeah, as the worm eats, it ingests all this organic material, and of course that's why the more organic material you can put in the soil, the better. You know, if you take table scraps and things like that, putting them into a compost pile or just putting them right down to the dirt is very helpful to the earthworms because that's the kind of thing they just love to eat. And so as they eat that material and they break it down inside their body and they excrete it, that is castings. And they're called castings because it's what the worm casts off and leaves behind. And so what we do is we grow worms along rows and fields, and we put the worms on the top of actually piles of.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no, not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Hello, gardeners! Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden center.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Steve Hazard, and he's from the Orcon Corporation, which is short for Organic Control Incorporated. They're out of L.A., and they specialize in predatory insects that has a balance in nature. And these are good insects that eat bad insects, and they raise them. And it's something that you can purchase. Steve, tell us a little bit about your website and how people can get more information about Orcon products.
Okay, they just have to go to organiccontrol.com, and on there we have descriptions of all of our insects. You can click on the insect and find out about how to actually apply it, get directions for its application. There's a section of frequently asked questions that a lot of people have, and we actually have a chart that shows many different common garden pests and the common things you can use, the beneficial insects you can use to fight those. Using beneficial insects is a little different, of course, than using chemicals, and so you have to follow the directions carefully and use them the right way, but once you do that, they can, in the long run, be more effective than using chemicals. And of course, you're helping the environment when you do that.
Now, one of the big problems we've had this year, because we've had so much rain and cloudy weather, are aphids. And the aphids are on just about everything that you see in your garden. What do you have that will take care of aphids?
Well, we have a couple of insects that attack aphids. And you know, aphids are amazing creatures. I'm just always amazed. As you know, in the fall, they lay eggs that go through the winter, and then in the springtime, they hatch, and the females can then begin giving birth to live aphids every 90 seconds. And so that's how sometimes you have no aphids, and then a couple of days later, your garden is just covered with aphids because they are aphid-producing machines that are just very prolific. So what we have is first is a ladybug that everybody knows about. A ladybug can actually eat 50 aphids per day. So they can eat a lot of aphids, and they do this by actually piercing the body of the aphid and sucking the fluid out, but not consuming the whole insect. So that's how they can eat so many. But probably the more effective insect that we sell is called a green lacewing. And the larval form of the green lacewing, which is often referred to as an aphid lion, can actually eat 1,000 aphids per day. And they eat
them.
Yeah, they can. They really are hungry little creatures. And so the nice thing about lacewing larvae is, of course, they don't fly. So for 2 weeks, you're guaranteed they'll stay right in your yard, just chomping away on those aphids. And then after that 2 week period, they form those little eggs, and then they hatch, or pupa, sorry, and then they hatch into the adults, which are very pretty little insects. They're like small green butterflies, and they almost immediately begin laying more eggs, and so you'll get continuing generations. So the green lacewings are a very effective product for aphids.
Wow, that's amazing. So would you recommend, now, will lace bugs eat other insects besides aphids?
Yeah, we recommend green lacewings for a wide variety of soft-bodied insects. Soft-bodied insects are, besides aphids, are thrips and mites and whitefly larvae and anything that they can get the mandibles or the pinchers on the foot of their body, anything they can sink those into, they will attack and eat. And so we recommend the lacewings as kind of the first attack against a lot of different insects. And then if you need to go to something more, we have other insects that are more specific, but lacewings are just a great place to start.
Okay. Give us that website one more time, Steve.
Okay, it's organiccontrol.com.
It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Now, if people would like to get more information and talk to you, is there a phone number that they can call you at?
There is. The number is on the website. It's, I'll just tell you right now, it's the area code 323-937-7444. And that number is on the website, or and also our fax number and our email address is on there. So if they have questions, they can certainly get in touch with us.
Terrific, Steve. I really appreciate you getting up so early. I know that you're on vacation. You're, and the only way that you could talk to us this morning because your cell phones weren't working was to get up and go to a phone booth and talk to us. We really, really appreciate that. And if you're listening to the program and you want to try something unique and help Mother Nature, go to www.organiccontrol.com and find all kinds of predatory insects that will control the problem insects in your garden.
Thank you, Steve.
Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I thought you may enjoy that. See, there are a lot of different things, and the West Coast is one area where they're working very, very hard on organic methods and ways to keep our garden a lot safer. Speaking of the West Coast, we want to say hello to a new radio station joining the Paul Parent Garden Club, and that's KCAA, 1050 AM. From San Bernardino, California, and we want to welcome them to the club. And if you have questions on your garden, I know it's still early. There's some of you that are up listening to the radio, but give us a call. Our number is 800-259-9231. And again, welcome KCAA 1050 AM from San Bernardino, California. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Linda on the line, who's calling about hydrangeas and a couple other questions.
Okay, Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I so enjoy your program. I have a
Thank
few
you.
Questions today. Hydrangea, a couple of years ago, beautiful. Last year, I had a lot of winter damage, so I only had a few hydrangeas. This year, I have nothing. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I have did aluminum sulfate. I did a little bit of pellet fertilizer, but the old wood is there with, like, dried buds. So that's one problem. The other thing I have is blueberries. I bought top hat blueberries, and they're in pots. And they look doing okay with all this rain. But when can I put them into the ground? Is it okay to do that, like in September? And what kind of sun and soil do they have? And lastly, if it's okay, angel trumpets. I want to buy one. They're gorgeous. But, of course, I had to take them in the winter. I understand that.
Right.
But I have no real sunny windows. Can I put them in dormancy down cellar? What's your recommendation there? Thanks so much.
Okay. On your angel's trumpet, there are two types. There is an angel's trumpet that's grown by seed that produces a round pod. It has like little thorns on it. Looks like your chestnuts. That one is grown by seed. You plant them in the spring. They bloom all summer. They make this pod. Then there's the one grown by cuttings. And that one gets huge. I have one here. And last year at this time, my angel's trumpet, same height, they're 6 foot tall right now. They're probably a 5 foot spread on them. And I do not have one flower on them. They're just beginning to, the stem gets taller and taller, and then the stem forks. Once it forks, it begins to make flowers. But because of the amount of rain and cloudy weather and no sun, they're way behind. And last year, when we had our garden tour at the house, which was last weekend, we had about 60 blossoms on them. And just to tell you how behind the schedule is. But what you can take the angel's trumpet in your house and put it near a brightly lit window during the winter. And that's what I do with mine. I bring it in. It drops a ton of leaves, but I just keep cleaning up the leaves. I let it grow. And then in March, I take the plant and I chop it by two-thirds. And it's nothing but stumps that come out of there, and it really looks terrible. But all of a sudden, the new shoots come from it, and it thickens right up. And it's beautiful. And then I'll take the tip cuttings, about 6 to 8 inches long, strip off most of the leaves, and put those in rooting powder, and they'll do very well. It's not something that you can put in your cellar and say, you know, come back next year. It needs to stay alive during the winter. And you can put it in a north-facing window. As long as it gets some light, it's going to look terrible, but that's okay. It's kind of dormant. And they will come back. Blueberries, the sooner you get them in the ground, the better. Because you want them to make a root system to get established. So get them in the ground now. Once they're in, put a couple of inches of bark mulch around them, or pine needles, or compost. That insulates the ground. Blueberries do a lot better if they're composted. Hydrangea, if you live off of Cape Cod, then you should be using the new varieties of hydrangea. The old-fashioned blue hydrangea. On Cape Cod, that's basically what they use because that particular part of New England, they do wonderful. And if you move down to New Jersey, if you move down to Pennsylvania, the common varieties do very, very well. But once you get north, you need to use the new hybrids. They're much stronger, they're much hardier, and you'll find that they will bloom a lot better for you. What I would suggest that you do, Linda, is in the fall, once the leaves have come off, I would like you to put about 6 inches of pine needles or bark mulch around them. I pull all the branches together. I tie them so it looks like a little igloo. And then I stuff pine needles in between the branches to fill in the center, and then, or bark mulch, and bring it up a good foot, 15 inches, so that you get a mound of soil up against the branches. It acts as insulation, and it really does help a great deal. And now you should be feeding them. Buy something like Hollytone, because the hydrangea, if you want to keep it blue, does prefer to be on the acidic side, and Hollytone will help that. And you should be feeding your hydrangeas spring and fall. Thank you, Linda. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next on the line we have Bert, who's calling about Nigra pines.
Bert, good morning. Welcome
good
to
morning.
The Garden Club. Hi.
Good morning. I have two questions, actually. One is, I planted some Nigra pine trees 2 years ago, and this past winter they survived beautifully, except my neighbor said the brown is winter freeze. That was on two of the trees, and it appears to be spreading to two of the trees next to them. My second question is when to prune back raspberries bushes?
Okay.
Thanks.
For raspberries, what you want to do is you have to say to yourself, once a branch of your raspberry has produced its fruit, the following year it will do nothing but foliage. So when you've pulled off the last raspberry, take your pruner and remove that cane right to the soil line, and that will tell the plant, make some new shoots for next year. So by constantly removing the old wood, you're going to stimulate a lot of new growth, and that new growth will be a lot more productive, and you'll have a lot more fruit. So every year, when they get done fruiting, take all those old branches out to make room for the new, and you'll see that your raspberries will do a lot better. Also, raspberries love to be fed. And if you can use something organic, you can use something like Biomatrix, which is a totally organic liquid fertilizer. You can use some plant tone fertilizer, animal manure, compost. They love it, absolutely love it. But when they get done producing the fruit, get those branches out of there to allow room for the new ones. On your black pine, if you had some brown during the winter, that was some sort of winter damage. It could have been dehydration of the needles, but it should not be occurring at this time on the new growth. If you're getting it on the new growth, then it is some type of a bacteria or a fungus that's on there. And what I would use is a general purpose fungicide like Serenade to see if you can stop that browning of the foliage. It doesn't help that we've had so much rain that it's keeping those leaves wet for long periods of time, you know, sometimes day after day after day, which is ideal condition for fungus. So try that. When the fall comes and the kids go back to school, I would say wait until about Thanksgiving to Veterans Day, that time of the year in October, November. And I would spray these young trees with something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. These are anti-desiccants, and that will seal the foliage to prevent the browning during the winter. But if it's browning now, then it's a fungus. It's not winter damage, and you could have both. It was weakened by the winter damage. We're getting all the rain. The new growth is getting a fungus, and because it was weakened in the winter, it's making it an easier task for the fungus to attack the plant. But try something like Serenade, and that should help you a great deal, and also feed them. Thank you, Bert. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Rita on the line, who's calling about her dogwood tree.
Rita, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. What's happening with the dogwood?
Good morning. Nothing's happening with the dogwood. That's what the problem is. I had one bloom, possibly two, about 3 years ago, and I said, oh, great, I'm going to have a lot next year. I haven't had a bloom since.
Okay. How much sun is the dogwood getting?
Lots.
Lots of sun. Okay.
Yes.
How big is it?
Oh, boy. It's growing like crazy. It's...
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not very good at judging this. I'd say
is it,
probably six
is,
or eight
is
feet.
It, okay, so it's bigger than you are tall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, here's something I want you to do. Sometimes a tree, especially if it's growing fast, is feeling comfortable and it's putting all of its energies into producing foliage.
That's what
I thought. Tree is, so what you need to do is you need to take a shovel and take the shovel about 3 feet away from the main stem. And I want you to jump on the shovel and get it in the ground as deep as you can. And then push it forward and pull it back to kind of open up the ground a little bit. That's called root pruning. And you're going to cut this circle all the way around your dogwood. Now, in that slit that's in the ground, I want you to buy a bag of superphosphate 020. That's the number on the bag. Your local garden center will have superphosphate. And I want you to put half that bag in that slit. Okay? So you're going to put about 2 pounds of the 020 fertilizer. You don't need anything bigger than a 5-pound bag. Sprinkle lightly in that slit and on the soil the 020. Phosphorus is the key element in the soil. It's the fertilizer that makes a plant produce a bigger than normal root system. Also, it's needed to make flower buds. All of your spring blooming plants, your flowering crab, your dogwood, your magnolia, forsythia, quince, weigelia, everything that makes a bloom in the spring is making the buds right now during July, August, and September for next year. So that if you can root prune the plant, shock it by pruning the roots, putting some 020, that plant will make flowers for next year. Okay? That's your job today. Get a shovel, jump on it, and scare that plant into blooming. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy. And you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has helped directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. On this cloudy, drizzly morning, what are we going to do? The weather is just not there to help us with our garden this year. Jared, who needs a little bit of help with their yard this morning?
Okay, we have Ann on the line who's got a few questions for you, so I'll just let her ask those.
Okay, Ann, good morning. Hi, Ann.
I can't believe this.
There she is.
Ann, are you there?
Yes, Paul. I have a medley of questions. I have a table for my vegetables, and my string beans, which are prolific, have no flavor to them. My rubber plant is tall and bending over. Can I cut it off and still have growth? The bittersweet vines I'm pulling from the trees, can I kill that? And I have a bucket of eggshells. Can I use that as a liqueur for plants or what? Thank you.
Okay. Ann, let's start with your eggshells. The eggshells are full of calcium. So what you want to do is take your eggshells and try and chop them up as much as possible. And what I've done in the past for things like this is put them in like a Ziploc bag, let all of the air out so there's no bubble, and then just take a rolling pin and roll it over the eggshells, and that will break them up very, very easy for you. And then just throw it in your garden. And as the eggshells break apart with the bacteria in the ground, it will add calcium to your soil. And what they do if when you raise chickens, if your eggshells are brittle and they're breaking easily, they actually feed the chickens crushed oyster shells. They get the calcium from the crushed oyster shells, and it makes the shells from the eggs a lot stronger. So if you've got all these eggshells, chop them all up. You know, take a rolling pin, beat them up that way, broadcast them in your garden, and work them into the soil a bit later on. Bittersweet. What you want to do is to pull them down from the tree as much as possible, and then just cut them flush to the ground. When they resucker, and they will within 2 to 3 weeks, then you can put something like Roundup or Kills All or Cleanup right on them, and that will solve the problem. But for now, pull it out of the trees the best you can, or if they won't come down, cut it. So at least there's no energy going up to the top of the tree to make it stronger. On your rubber plant, what you want to do is you can air layer it so that you can make some new plants. And what you do is you take a single edge razor blade, something that you would scrape the window to get, something sticky off of it. Push the razor blade into the stem, go all the way around. And then an inch from that, do the same thing again, all the way around, and then peel off the center between the two cuts. And you're going to go in like a 16th of an inch, just enough to remove the bark. You wrap where you've made this little indentation with some long fiber sphagnum peat moss, then put some saran wrap around it. And as long as you keep it wet, it will form roots. But if it's really tall, chop it back, and it will make new shoots from the main plant. Your vegetable garden, not much flavor. There's no sun and a lot of rain. I picked my first summer squash and zucchini on Tuesday. The first ones. Usually by now I've had it up to my eyebrows with summer and zucchini. I picked the first ones this week, okay? And like you said, they tasted nothing. And I wanted to give them additional flavor, so instead of boiling it, I steamed it. It tasted like nothing. We ended up putting extra salt, extra pepper. We even put some Parmesan cheese on it, and still it didn't have the flavor. We need some sunshine, and the flavor will come on them. So just have some patience and get out the butter and salt and pepper. There's nothing that you can do. It's strictly the weather. Mother Nature, help. We need your help. We're getting discouraged, and it's not as much fun as it should be. Please help us.